first. Okay, so you write it down.
Double shesh on materim.
Double shesh on materim. And svek sveita. And barrier and chatiche word is gato. Okay. Okay. So let's... And then you can also say Simon Kuf Beis. Okay. So just write Simon Kuf Beis, Dabas Shiyeshim Matirin, Svek Sveika, Beria Chaticha Royal Escapin. Okay. So let's see what he says in the bottom, page 40. And you can say also Rishimos, because it's basically Rishimos. Say Rishimos Harav. You should know who the Rishimos is.
It also doesn't look like it. Like there are things that you could fit in.
Okay, good. So we'll try. This is the topic today. Okay, so the Rav on page 40, he's going through Siman Kuf Beis, the Abishoshim Matirim. So the first thing he spoke about over here is the bottom of page 40. It says, "Vafilu Suffolk, know the Beis of Biyomtuv, the Mesava Bacheros, Asuros." So have a case like this. You have a Suffolk Beitza Shinol the Biyomtuv. Knows you have a Suffolk, whether this egg is a Nol the Biyomtuv, Suffolk Mukhtza. And then it got mixed with the other eggs. So it's awesome. So basically, it's in the Kama Bryce and Beitza. Basically, this is the Gemara and Beitza. It says, Sveik Asura, in this Ava Be'elef Kulan Asuras. It says, the Suffolk Beitza is Asur, in this Ava Bacheros, Kulam Asuras. In the Gemara, the Maiba Beitza should know the Beyomtiv, Nichod Avadavis Shiesh the Matirim. So it says, if it's a basic shenol the biyantiv, it's fine because the davish sheish the matirim, the davish sheish the matirim, fill a be'ela flow bottle. So in other words, like this, that. So the first thing the Gemara is saying is that if it's a suffik basic shenol the biyantiv, you don't say suffik to abanan lekula and the davish sheish the matirim. That's a chum. Because you can wait, so therefore the Rabban didn't say the Kula and the Suffolk. Normally a Suffolk of a Rabban would be in the Rabban or Kula, but it says, Yesh Samatirim, the Mach. Then it says if it mixes with other eggs. So since it's Asa, because of the Suffolk Muktza, so it's not going to be Batal in the other eggs, because the Yesh Samatirim is not Batal. Min Bamino. So Min Bamino, it's not going to be Batal. Yes. So, okay, so now the question is, I'm not my Rishonim Hikshu, Lama Asura, in the Saba Beisa Shinoda Beyonta Bacheros, have a Sveik Sveik. The question is, let's say, okay, we know the Rabban made a Chumra on Suffolk Rabbanon, Dabas Sheshna Matirim is awesome. The Rabban made a Chumra, Dabas Sheshna Matirim, does not have bittul. That's also Rabbanu. Does not have bittul. Okay. But in this case, it's a yavish biyavish case, right? So I have a bunch of eggs. I know one egg in there is muktza. It's yamtiv. It's not allowed to eat that one egg, but you know there's a dozen other eggs. It's all mixed together. If I take one, if I pull one egg out, let's say there's no bittul. But it's a svek sveka. First of all, I don't know which egg I took out. Maybe I took out a heter egg. And even if I took out the bad egg, that's only a Suffolk muktza. So why don't I say svek sveka? The svek sveka is usually mut, even in the Suffolk, it's a derisive. You have a double Suffolk. You have a Suffolk muktza egg.
And
then it mixed with other eggs. You take one out, so it's a svek svek. One suffix is maybe I took out a kosher egg, so it's had one. And even if I took out the bad egg, that's only a suffix. So it's a svek svek. So to make it us, I have to be machmir twice. to say I took out not a good egg, I took out a bad egg. That's one chumrah of a suffix. And then I have to make another chumrah that the egg itself, which is a suffix, is a chumrah. So svek svekka, we say even suffix deraisa, one suffix a chumrah. We have a double suffix deraisa. You have to be machmer twice to make something else. So we say svek svekka deraisa is mutter. So here it's only the suffix. The worst case, it's a derabbanan of a double sheshna matim. It can't be more chumrah than it is. And this is a deraisa. This is a deraisa suffix, svek svekka is mutter. This should also be mutter. Yes.
So to say that potentially by, since we said by regular suffix derabbanan kula, in this case it's an exception, you could alternatively say that because it's a double shesh matir, and innately, since we have an ability to either matir it or it'll become matir, like you have the ability to matir it, that there is no suffix there. In which case, now that you're pulling it out, it's not really, it's fake, it's really just like a singular suffix, potentially.
Meaning, that's it's not trying to say double shesh to matirim with machmir and svek sveka, and you're trying to explain.
Well, it's saying that like it's not really the first suffix is not, you can't say it's like the same.
It's not the same like a regular suffix. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to offer a solution, but first, wait. So I'm blanking out. Why is it a suffix muktzah?
Because that's the case. This was an egg, which was a case of a suffix muktzah egg. In other words, in the beginning, when I got this egg, I don't know when the chicken laid it. Did the chicken lay it today?
Oh,
they laid it yesterday. I found an egg in the nest, and I didn't check it for a couple of days. So I don't know that was it a Beitz of egg of Yom Tov, which is Muktzah, was it a kosher egg from before Yom Tov? So that's one suffix about the egg. And it mixes with a bunch of kosher eggs. I pulled one out, that would have a double suffix. Right?
So,
Shulchan Aruch is being machmir, saying it's us. Gemara seems
matter. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says it's not that it's a special din of, it's a special din of din domination material, not that they're two different kinds of tzveik.
Okay, so there are two possible solutions. We already mentioned we learned the Shulchan Aruch. Either there's a chumra of double shesh to matirim and a svek sveka across the board, or this is not a svek sveka, because svek sveka means both svekas are the same nature. Say two tarojus. Something mixed in twice. So it's a double suffix, but each suffix is the same as the other suffix. But in this case, one is a suffix about the guf, one's a suffix about the egg itself. The other suffix is a tarovah suffix. So they have a guf, suffix per guf, and suffix per tarovah. They don't homogenize into svek svek. Yes?
I was going to say, I was thinking of a different answer.
Yes.
I guess maybe something like what Aaron was saying. But the first suffix of it being of the not knowing
the egg,
meaning no, the one that you
forgot,
it could be any egg that you pick up.
Right.
Since it's a din in tarovas, that it's not a suffix, but it's more of like either. So I guess it's going with the Rav's idea of not it being a matir, it's a suffix. Oh, it's because you can't pick it because, but I guess it's kind of like it destroys it, so it doesn't have the same din as a suffix.
It's a regular suffix.
Yeah.
Because there's a in other words, if it's not bottom, it's a tarovas, so maybe it loses completely the din suffix.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, it's a swell. Okay, let's see what the Rav brings down here. So v'yesh b'zeh gimel shitas b'rishon. There are three opinions. Echad is Taisus. There's a Taisus there in Beitza. Tirtzu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. He says that the nesava b'acheros, it says in the Gemara, you see back in the second line, sveika asura, suffered of a muktzeh egg is awesome, v'im nesava b'elef kula nasurot. So he says, the nesava b'cheirot koy avada yisim the leke elachad sveka. That line there, it says nesava b'elef, it doesn't mean that the suffix egg mixed with the tarot. That means that a really treif muktzeh egg mixed. So there's only one suffix. Avlein achanami suffix is a shin nesava. We have that combination, double suffix, suffix is with the tarovas, have a kachal svek, svek a dalmumutu. Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara never said what the Shulchan Aruch claims. The Gemara never said that a suffix beitzu and a taroves is also. If you put a comma, it's a sveika suva without a taroves. In this ava, belakum asuros, that means a vadai beitzu muksin mixed with taroves is also. There's no bittel, it's only one suffix, therefore it's also. But if we have a sveika, suffix egg, and a taroves, Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara would also say it's mutter. So that's one sheet, it's no issue. He thinks Svek Sveka is mutter.
He doesn't view that there's a Svek Sveka. He didn't
double shift the Mativa. He says the Gemara is not talking about a Svek Sveka. The Gemara never said Svek Sveka is also.
What's the logic?
He denies the whole thing. He thinks that Svek Sveka is going to be mutter with a double shift the Mativa.
Okay, so.
Like any other, and even a Suffolk and a Guf, and Suffolk and a Tarovas, he thinks it's also Svek Sveka.
So how's he saying that it's not a...
Because he says the Gemara never said it. You pretend that you read the Gemara. You see the second line there in the Gemara? If you read the Gemara, the Rav quotes it. It says, on page 40 in the bottom, second line after the, from the bottom piece, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, says, Sveka Asura. Nisavah kulam asurot. See that?
Yeah.
So when it says Nisavah be'elef kulam asurot, everybody, the Mechaber, the Ramah, everybody's reading that the suffix mixed with Tarovas. He says no. Sveik asura for never mixed. In Nisavah be'elef kulam asurot, that means if it was a Vadai beitza muktza mixed, that would be awesome. A suffix beitza.
If it was a case of a.
Here's if it would be real Svek Sveka, it would be Mutter. That's how he reads the Gemara. So he just avoids the whole issue. He holds that Svek Sveka is Mutter. Now, that's how you read the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay, Beis. Now, the second Rishon is the Rosh. A Rosh Tirish B'Tshuvos. The La'olam Hachdanis Ava B'Achei Ros.
Who is the first one?
The Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis brings down Rabbeinu Tam. Now the second thing is the Rosh. A Rosh, tirates, b'tshuvos. Okay, well if it's tshuvos, but it's quoted. To the olam hachnas ava b'acheros, koi a suffix. Yes, it is true, the Gemara is talking about a tarovus with a suffix. A suffix of an issue. And the Gemara is saying that that case will be also. My the low, page 41. My the low, amina svek sveka lekula. I am mishum da havi suffik echad beguf for suffik echad betarobes. This is not a svek sveka lekula. If you pick out one of the eggs, because it's two different kinds of suffik. One suffik is about the nature of the egg itself. Is that suffik muktza? Not suffik muktza. Is that really muktza or not? That's about the guf of the egg. And the second suffix is, what did I pick out of a mixture? It's a different kind of a suffix. Lo meki svek sveka. That's not a svek sveka. Svek sveka have to be two similar svekas.
But they're both about whether it's a muksa.
Whether it's mutter or asa.
Yeah.
The bottom line is they're both mutter or asa, but not the type of suffix. The two different types of svekas.
Meaning, if it fell into another
topic. So they don't meet in the abstract world of conceptualizations. This isn't one universe. Is this egg muktzah or not? And in another universe, I have a bunch of eggs. I pick one of them out. Which egg did I pick out? It's completely different kinds of problems.
They're
conceptually, they don't mix. Therefore, it's not called svek sveka.
But they're not. Aren't they the same?
Well, each one is saying mutter or asa, but for completely different concepts.
And when you're saying sveik, it has to be suffik, similar to sveik, but in the sense of just the style, the way it is. Meaning, if you had two tarovis,
two tarovis would be sveik, because it's the same conceptual problem. What happened in that first mixture? There was a whole mixture of things, and then something popped out. What is that thing? That got into another mix and something else popped out. So now I have a double question about things popping out of mixtures. So it's conceptually, both fakers are similar, so therefore they create such a tiny problem that I can go to cooler. because they're conceptually the same. But if it's two completely conceptual issues, one is this thing muktzah or not, then another question is mixed with a bunch of eggs, what popped out of the mixture? Completely different kinds of problems. You don't integrate them into svek svek.
But then, how do we explain the svek svek? Because
we don't have a svek svek.
This is not a svek svek.
So I'm going to say, how do we explain the nature of a svek
svek? In other words, we have to say if it's conceptually the same type of question, and then mixed together, a double issue, so it becomes like a trivial problem we call the kula, because as I have a compound, same issue has been compounded twice.
Yeah.
So to make it also, I have to be the mafman at some what do we call a minor problem. But if it's two different conceptual problems, I'm being machmir because each problem has its own foundation, its own standing, has to be dealt with by itself. I can't mix the two problems. So therefore, I have to call the chumrah. It's not called svek svek, that's what the Rosh says. It's a famous opinion of the Rosh. Sofet echad beguf, sofet echad betarovus is not a svek svek. Yes.
So this far of the Rosh, based on what we say, that it seems to work well in a sense of what we talk about. And in the sense of like when they talk about the three tarobis and why that's why they're three, but here it's only two, and that's why by Dav Sheish Matirin it'd be fine. I mean, you only need two, you don't need the third potentially.
We're going to come to the three.
Yeah, I'm saying like this far because it's the two different sfeikot.
It's not a svek sveko.
I'm saying if it's two tarobis, then
would
it's
be a svek sveko.
And so that's why he only needs two there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, Gimel. Mordechai. Third opinion. Kosav the shapa mikri svek svek. It is a svek sveka. Komokum lozi in bolikula, but you're not makel. All your baits have a dovi shesh to matin the lobot. For the be'elef, gam svek sveka also bombed in dovi shesh to matin. Since svek sveka, since the base of the Asian material is not bottle, so svek sveka is also dovi shesh. Svek sveka, the Mordechai feels, has a chumrah d'rabbanan to be machmir in a svek sveka. It's a third opinion. So it is really a svek sveka, and you're a chumrah because it's a dav shesh d'matirim. He says a dav shesh d'matirim is also in a svek sveka, which is very. So. You know, each of these opinions is very big opinion, and they're big names. Okay, you have the Megatam, the Rosh, and Mordechai. These are big names. Each one having their own opinion. Okay, Venera Levayer. So now he wants to go into some analytical conceptualization of what's happening here. Shemachlokas HaRishayim, in terms of there's a big machlokas, I Mahani Svek Svek Vedov Shesh Lamativim Odlo. Should I be machmir for the dav shesh matir with the svek sveko, or should I be meiko? Do we beget the din svek sveko? I'm suggesting. He says maybe this has to do with the definition of a svek sveko. Din yesh lachto b'hadas in lekula b'svek sveko. We have a chakira, or an analytical issue about the rule of kula of being lenient with a svek sveka. The source is in the Gemara, so it's not a test.
That's the one I always keep.
It's always a chakira.
Yeah.
Someone's telling me this morning, he was saying like this, the difference between the Rav and maybe some other Magide Shia. The other Magide Shia, they begin the Shia with the chakira. Then they tell you, oh, I have a chakira, and then this is the source for this, and this is the source for that. The Rav first learns the sources, and then he gives you the chakira. He wants you to know what the sources are. Anyway, this is all the Rosh Yeshiva, they like to do this. Reb Chaim Brisker was one of the forefront. So now we're getting into svek sveka. What is, and have a double suffix, it's a very powerful tool, a double suffix. Makes things mutter even with the raisa. right? So, you know, if you're going to be a posek in anything, you always want to find a svek svek. If you want to be mako, to finally get a double suffik, that's great. Have a double suffik. I use it all the time in the kitchen. Okay, my wife is always asking me, this spoon, that spoon, something happened in the sink. So I always come up with this double suffik. First of all, who says the water was boiling hot? Who said that this spoon touched another spoon? Okay, so, you know, you just find different problems. And if you can get two, which is not usually out of the ordinary, you can get two problems. Kula, mental, finish, smutta. So svek svek is a very powerful tool if you're looking for leniencies.
It's easy to rationalize
the situation.
Very easy
to accept leniency
of the situation. Yeah. Even like when it comes to like, I guess, Yush and like claiming a lost object, just like, yeah, suffic if he wants it, suffic if it's like no one's.
Yeah, that things like that you can use to svek svek.
I don't know
if svek svek helps with money. Svek svek helps with isurim. I don't think svek svek necessarily helps you steal anything, but svek svek could help you eat some food, but it's not going to really help you, I don't think, with money necessarily. Okay, in any event, so svek svek is a very powerful tool. So the question is, does that mean there's not a suffik at all, or it's a suffik which you have a right to be lenient, but it is a suffik? Okay, which is a classical question. Am I saying it's not a suffik? There's no question it's white. This thing is mutter 100%. I say no. There's a black and white. It's gray, but the Torah is letting me be lenient in the gray area. Fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The Torah is saying, yes, it is a svek svek. It is a problem, but you have a right. You can go the kula, which would presumably mean if I want to be a machmer, I could be a machmer for myself. I don't necessarily have to do it. If it's not a suffik at all, then I would probably be stupid not to be lenient. It's not us at all. There's nothing to talk about. But if it's a suffik with a leniency, okay, I want to be machmir. That we can do that. So what is svek svek? The rule is you do go with kula. Does it mean it's not a suffik, or it's a suffik with a kula? What's the heter? Is it a suffik with a heter? What's not a suffik?
It's like, is it a bitter or like?
It's like bitter or mata, parallel kind of question, right? Min v'sheinu mino. Does it, the Diya says mutta, but it still exists, or it doesn't exist at all? Same kind of a question. Okay, so he says, this is a classical shiur that Rav gave many times, by the way. So, is svek sveka kula? Ha'im yisod adin, is svek sveka l'kula avi? T'chal chalosh shem sofik. There is a sofik. El adiyesh din, la'achriya bo l'kula, but the din is that you can follow the leniency. Oduma the besvek sveka lo chal chaloshem suffik. There is no suffik. The lekka that is a suffik cloud. There's no question at all. V'lachem as in bo the kula. Okay, in 22 there's another achron who talks about this. Many. V'yeshlom are back on top. The bezen achron v'avishonim linyan svek sveka b'dov v'sheish tamativim. We can say this might be the argument of a svek svek with a double shesh matirim. Okay, the Benatam was lenient. The Rush was also lenient. The Mordechai was being machmir. The loymin is suffering the banal kula with double shesh matirim. Right. So clearly, there's no double shesh matirim. There's no kula in a suffering to a banal double shesh matirim. There's a Rashi who explains the Gemara like that. To the Gemara we just read, okay. The Tignu Chachamim Dov Shesh Matirim LaMahani Achro LaKula. Clearly, the Rabbanon didn't want you following a leniency in a suffik to Rabbanon. Okay, so Mordechai said with the Svek Svek to LaKula, when the Svek Svek is LaKula, Havidin Hanhaga V'Achro LaKula. It's a way of choosing to have a leniency. Shmoches V'Lo Chal Din Svek Svek LaKula V'Dov Shesh Matirim. Therefore, it doesn't apply that kula of svek svek and adav sheish to matirim. The adav sheish to matirim lo mahane hachra v'anhalak of the kula. Adav sheish to matirim, you do not choose a leniency. You do not choose it. We see that adav sheish to matirim blocks suffik drabbanon the kula. We have a suffik drabbanon, suffik muktzah, and a beitzah. per se, forget tarovas, just a plain beitza. I don't know when this beitza was not laid. On Yom Tov or yesterday, I have to be machma. I suffer to Rabbanon. The answer is the chumra. We say davar sheish tamativim. So that must mean that the suffering to Rabbanon lekula is a suffering. It is a suffering. But I normally go lekula. But here the Rabbanon say don't go lekula. If it wouldn't be a suffering at all, there's no point in being machma in a davar sheish tamativim. So obviously, when something is a suffering with a kula, you can be machmen, you should be machmen, davar sheish tamativim. So if svek sveka, some Rishonim say, has a chum of davar sheish tamativim, they clearly feel it's a real suffering, which normally has a kula, but in davar sheish tamativim, there's no kula. But those Rishonim who say svek sveka is mutter, even davar sheish tamativim, presumably they feel it's not a suffering. There's no question at all, it's completely mutter from A to Z. It's completely white, it's not gray, it's no problem whatsoever, it's a svek svekas, so therefore I cannot be a machmir because of davar sheish tamativim. That's only a chumra and svekas. This is not a suffik, according to those Rishonim who go lekula, even davar sheish tamativim, like the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Tam, they go lekula in the davar sheish tamativim, the svek svekas. They must feel that svek svekas is not a suffik. Yeah. I suffik to Rabbanon, we are machmir davar sheish tamativim. Because suffolk to Rabbanon is a suffolk, which is gray, and normally you have a license to be matir, but the matirim, you have to be a machmir, because it's a real suffolk. But svek svek is better than a suffolk to Rabbanon in the sense that it's not a suffolk at all. That's what the Rosh says. Yeah.
You're saying that, like here in this case, that the Rosh, and presumably potentially Tosos, would view that any time there's a suffolk, you would have this din of. Like Lamat here. But once you have Din's fake sveka, it's an automatic going to be there's no like lakula, it's an automatic matir in the sense that it's like there's no isser, there's nothing to be machmir on.
Right.
But
no,
because
use the language of being there's no laydas has suffered. There is no birth of any suffering. No laydas has suffered. Svek sveka means no laydas has suffered. No suffering is born.
So meaning it's a, like the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam would imply that it's a, but how do we know that they would imply that? I mean, they're just saying it's not a svek sveka.
No, the Rosh said it's not a svek sveka, but he doesn't give the Mordechai's answer that davar sheish tamativim is a chum.
Or maybe that you just hold that davar sheish tamativim is not strong enough to uproot.
Right. They could say that. That's also true. This is the Rosh's idea. It's not something that you have to buy into, because it could just be, you know, davar sheish tamativim is a din d'rabbanan, and we know that they applied it in two places, the suffolk d'rabbanan, the chumrah, and the tarovas. You want to apply it to some new areas, svek sveka, that's already, you know, another step. So you don't necessarily have to come up with the Rav's, you know, ideas why they would or wouldn't apply it. The Rav is saying, oh, I really should apply it, but if it's not a suffix, svek sveka, there's nothing to apply. There's no suffix at all.
What about a suffix d'rabbanan?
Suffix d'rabbanan, we do say davar sheish tamativim as a chumra. We do say that. We do apply it.
Okay, so then according to the opinion, because I've heard this before, that the reason why svek sveka is because it's a suffix on, because the concept of a suffix is a d'rabbanan, so it's a suffix on a d'rabbanan. So that would seem to imply like the Mordechai that
you would apply davar sheish tamativim against it.
Yeah,
correct. That's good. I can definitely for sure say that. Okay. So go back into the Rav. Bulim Rabbeinu Tam, so over the last line of that paragraph, the Svek Svekah Mahani Gam B'davar Sheish Tamativim Mishum Desvila Deyisrael Agedah the Svek Svekah L'Kula with the Lekha Bo Chal Hashem Medes HaSofa Klal. Okay. So now he expands his discussion of svek sveka to some other areas where this chakira, this question, whether svek sveka is gray with a kula, or svek sveka is white, it's not a suffix at all, it has an application. There's another machlokas haposkim. Can you use a svek svek against presumably something which is presumably usur? In other words, it had a status of being usur, until now. Now there's a svek sveka. Does that svek sveka can overrule a cheska system?
So it's like, do we view it as maybe really dark gray kind of thing?
Okay. So if it's gray, if a svek sveka is gray with a kula, then the cheska system might turn it into dark gray and you can't go to kula because it's been us until now. So I'm not going to apply the svek sveka leniency to something which had a chazaka of being us until now. Cheska system means like there's something was us until now,
okay,
and now two svekas all of a sudden pop up to make it mutter. A regular svek sveka is there's a blank slate. Okay, so for example, this egg, I find this egg, I know it's from a chicken, and I know the chicken maybe laid it on Yontav, and then I see the egg got mixed up with other eggs. I have no background about the egg. I'm starting off with no chazaka. So therefore, that's a svek sveka without a chazaka. But let's say I knew something about the egg.
So the chazaka is meaning it's that it's an isser, and that's the, I guess, the...
And then there'd be a svek sveka to get you out of the isser. The thing was, let's say an animal, a live animal is definitely us. You're not allowed to eat live animals. So every live animal is a cheska system. Now, I shecht it, right? And I have like a double suffix in the shechita. The shochet, some kind of idiot, so he didn't really check the knife properly, so maybe the knife had a nick in it, and maybe it didn't, and he loses the knife. So maybe I have a double suffix to make the thing mutter. And so you're dealing with a previous status chazaka, and now a new svek sveka. So what do you say in such a case? Can you quote something
here? It's like psychologically, once you have a chazaka that it's usher, like you kind of like can't kind of
right. So it's not psychological. There's a halacha from the Torah that the Gemara mentions many, many times that a single suffek with a cheskas isser, you definitely go basa chazaka. Chazaka is definitely a total rule on a single suffix.
How did you find chazaka then? Like based off of how you...
How people knew something till now, yeah, the reality until today. Until the suffix was no longer, but it was a reality of chazaka, of isser. So that's definitely something which definitely has a power to decide a suffix. So for example, let's say I know that something has a cheskas isser, right, and now I have a suffix. So machmir. Then the guy eats it, you're going to give the guy malchus, because it's not just being machmir, it's for sure also, because cheskas isser, I mean, nails it down. That's being really, really awesome. Cheskas isser is a very strong thing. So does cheskas isser nail down a svek sveka? If it would be a suffik, yeah. But if svek sveka is not even a suffik, it's completely, completely white mutter, so then I wouldn't apply cheskas isser. Because I know for sure the cheskas isser went away because I have a svek sveka. Svek sveka means there's a completely new reality of being completely mutter. The fact that it was cheskas isser till now wouldn't change it. If svek sveka is not the suffix. If svek sveka is a suffix, but I go to kula.
If you hold that it's like a gray thing, that svek sveka would just not be able to undo it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If svek sveka is gray, but lenient, it can't go against a cheskas isser, because cheskas isser clinches things.
So it wouldn't, I guess, remove you far away enough.
Exactly, to get to escape the jail of the cheska system that it's been.
Well, instead of being white and
be one example of that. Well, let's see. He quotes something here. Isa the Mishnah the Mikvos, the Biosi Mitame. B'chol Safik Tvila, Afilu B'tumat Rabbanon, Harei. So what happened? Sudavista means Sveket Rabbanon, the Kula Keneged Cheskas Tum. Okay, there's a fellow, he was Tame, right? But he was only Tame mid Rabbanon. So you need to go through Mishnayos, Gemaras, you come up quite a bit that they made many gezeiros of Tumah mid Rabbanon. Let's say Goyim. Goyim mid Raisa Tahor, they can have become Tame. But Rabbanon made them very Tame. So shake hands with a Goy, you become Tame mid Rabbanon. He's like an Abba Tumah. So. Okay. Let's say there was a suffix whether you touch this guy. You're a Kohen in the time of the Pesach Mikdash, you want to try to keep yourself tall. And there's this guy, you don't know, did you actually bump into him in the subway? Because his clothing can also make you tummy. They made that chumus, the rabbanon on the guy. So did I actually bump into this guy and then I'm tummy? Or did I not bump into him? So it's a suffix tumah du rabbanon. Or you went into the, or you were definitely, so now what happened was like this. The case that they're talking about in the Mishnayos is the guy was definitely Tomei Midrabanon. He definitely touched this guy. He's definitely Tomei Midrabanon. He goes into a mikvah. And he comes out, okay, and as he's drying himself, he notices that there's a little piece of some dirt or something on his toenails. So how did I get this dirt? Was it on my toenail before I went into the mikvah? Well, maybe I got it by stepped on the floor. The floor is not the cleanest floor in the world. So I picked something up from the floor. So there's a suffix tevila, suffix whether his mikvah was okay, his tevila was good. You know, his chazaka was tumah d'rabbanan. So it says that Rabbi Yossi made him tumah. Because a suffix d'rabbanan with a cheska sister. He has a chazak of tumah d'rabbanan v'adai. Until now he's been tumah. He goes into the mikvah and he comes out with a suffix. Suffix d'rabbanan.
What's the second suffix?
One suffix d'rabbanan with a chazak of tumah d'rabbanan. Right? You got it?
No.
This guy was definitely tumah d'rabbanan because he definitely touched the guy and it made him tumah. It's only with d'rabbanan. He goes into the mikvah, comes out, he sees a little dirt on his toes. He doesn't know that I have the dirt on my toe before I went into the mikvah, so I'm still tamei. But I pick up the dirt after I got out of the mikvah, so I'm really tahor, because I went into the mikvah clean, and I got rid of my tumah d'rabbanan, and then this dirt came later, so I'm tahor. Or did the dirt come before I went into the mikvah? I'm still tamei. So it's a safek d'rabbanan. But there's a chazaka. Touching the guy is a tumah d'rabbanan. And the suffix is whether he got rid of it, but he had a chazaka. He had a chazaka of tumah d'rabbanan.
Didn't we say suffix d'rabbanan is always like the gray idea?
Right. Exactly. So Rabbi Yossi says tameh, good, let's read that inside. Rabbi Yossi says tameh b'chol suffix tevila, afil of a tumah d'rabbanan. The Suda Rabbi Yossi, the Lamina and Safik d'Rabbanon the Kula Negat Cheskas Tumah. Okay, so here's the case. It's a Safik d'Rabbanon, because the whole question is maybe he's Tameh mid d'Rabbanon. So Safik d'Rabbanon, and maybe he's Tar, maybe he's Tameh, but it's a Safik d'Rabbanon. He says you go to Chumrah, he stays Tameh, he has to go back in, because he was Tameh till now. So the Chazak of being Tameh till now, that clinches the din de rabbanon of suffix to the chumrah. Normally you would say a suffix to rabbanon, I would go lekula, but have a chazaka of issa or tumah before, that chazaka remains in place against the suffix. So what does that mean? What does that mean? The day mistabalomad, or din lamin suffix to rabbanon lekula, connected cheska sisa. You don't say something on the kula against the cheska sisa, but chen pasuk kashach. Okay. So Rishon Matamba says. So this is a this the Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is talking about tumah, but the shach expands it. Any case of cheska sisa, you have a previous status of iser, and then you get a suffix to abanon, you must go lechumra. A suffix to abanon goes to chumra when there's a cheskas iser before the suffix.
What does that mean, cheskas iser?
This personal thing had a previous sure status of being tamei and aser. Till now they were all tamei and aser. Now, today, a suffix is born to get rid of that iser. But this whole thing is a derabbanan. This whole iser in the first is derabbanan. The cheskas iser makes me go to chumra. It was Asa. Till now, it stays Asa. Even though I'm talking about a suffix to Abana.
So it went from Asa into a suffix.
Right. And it stays Asa mitzad the din of Chazaka.
Contrasting that with like a plain Matirin.
Ah, so now we will soon see about Dabar Sheshta Matirin. So Dabar Sheshta Matirin is another reason to be machmir on things. Right? So... Okay, so before we get to the Shesh Matim, let's just continue this rule of Chazaka. Okay? V'yesh lo ma'ar, da'atam b'zeh mishum di'ef shalinot l'kula k'neged cheska v'adois. You can't take something gray and go lenient if there's a Chazaka v'adai, there's a previous, that's also. Omnum l'fi zeh, since this is the psak, let's say, of a shach, so chiyin, the cause of Avamah, Simon Kif Yud, Sif Tes, Shematirim Svek Sveka, Afil Neged Cheska Sisu. The Ramah, he's against that Shach. He paskins in Kif Yud that you do. No, 1 second. The Shach is talking about a Suffolk Drabonon. The Ramah is talking about Svek Sveka, a double Suffolk. Which is normally Lekula, but there's a Cheska Sisa. How do you say? What do you do with the previous status of Issa? The Ramah says Mutter. Mutter Svek Sveka.
And if her doesn't
read it. Afil Neged Cheska Sisa. Right. Well, Afbi Lechora, Hordasdina Lekula Besvek Sveka, Humidina Nagachor Lekula. Seems that Svek Sveka is something gray, and you're picking a Kula. But then you shouldn't be able to do this with cheskas issa, like a suffix to rabbanon, who bemes hashach chaluk al ramah, the shach disagrees. So, but the lower zin in the kula respects like a neged cheskas issa, sorachim b'shitas ramah. V'yashlom adi yitochin shenech leku beged adin svek sveka, the shach over the svek sveka the kula, who medin han haga v'achra the kula, the shach is thinking. A svek sveka is a leniency. It's not, there is a suffix, but I'm lenient. Keneged cheska sisa leker reshus lachri of linog lekula. When you have a cheska sisa, you can't go lekula. Ma'ashen kena ramah, so with the svek sveka, page 41. Lo chola, leidas hasofik klau, shemochtin in the svek sveka lekula, av keneged cheska sisa. So we have here a huge, huge, huge machlokas between the shach and the ramah and simon kuf yud. What happens if you have a svek sveka, a double suffix, which I always can go lekula by itself, but in this situation, it's in a cheskas issa situation. The svek sveka is being born about something which we know has been us until now. It's not something new, which I have no history. I have a history. This thing has been us until now. My svek sveka is popping up to get rid of a previous issa. It's something coming in to remove an issa. That's the double suffix. So according to the shach, you go l'chumra because the cheska issa is more powerful than svek sveka. And according to the ramah, you go l'kula. You go lekula with a svek sveka. So l'chora the vort is, according to the shach, svek sveka is a suffik. But normally I have a heter, But cheskas iser, in fact, it's been also till now, stops the heter. There's no heterim in cheskas iser. It's been also till now. You don't have no license to be lenient. It's been also till now. Cheskas iser is nailing things down and staying usa. So therefore, if it won't, I'm just have a kula. Svek Svek gives me a license to go to kula, but not against Cheskas Issa. That's according to the Shach. According to the Ramah, who said that Svek Sveka is mutter even with Cheskas Issa against it, he feels that Svek Svek is not a suffix. Svek Svek is not a suffix with a leniency. It's not a suffix at all. The thing is completely right. There's no problem. It's such a minor issue that we dismiss it halachically. It never gets, it never pops up on the radar screen. It just doesn't exist. So therefore, who cares there was a cheskas this until now? Right now, the thing turned completely mutter. There's nothing to talk about. The thing turned completely mutter. Svek svek means it's mamish mutter 100%. There's no suffix. The thing has changed. Things can change, but also yesterday and mutter today. That's what Svek Sveka tells me, that the thing has completely changed. I'm not being lenient in the Svek Sveka. I have no suffix at all. So that's why the Ramah is matter of Svek Sveka in Cheska Sissa. So now we'll go back to Dovah Sheshna Matirin with the Svek Sveka. Yes?
I wanted to say that, right, the case of Dovah Sheshna Matirin, in this case, you say like the Mordechai views that the case here of Dovah Sheshna Matirin is... it's not an itchazek isur, but it's like an itchazek of a potential to become mutter at the end of the day. So that's, there's like a certain level of its own, like chazaka, that you can't apply, you know, what we'd view as a regular, as what we've been maybe saying Sfeik Sveika is a full, like low lay dust tzafik.
Okay, let's see. We're going to Dovah Sheshna Matirin. Correct. Let's just see. Can I apply this now?
Rebbe,
yes.
Something seems a bit, meaning if the cheska isur,
so you have to start off. The Cheska sister is always telling me usur, but always says usur when there's real suffix. If there's no suffix, it doesn't become relevant. No suffix means that the thing is turned mutter.
I'm going to ask a question based off the Ramah, but I haven't really fully made the conceptualized it. But like, it seems strange to say that something
usur became mutter. You can take an animal, which is cheskas issur, a living animal, and you can shecht it, becomes mutter. Let's have a svek svek about the shechita. So a kula, I'll be a little kula, I'll make it mutter. I mean, you can have a bunch of svekos. Animals, cheskas issur means that the thing you're talking about had a chazaka, had a status of being also before the problem began. Okay, and the problem comes in to change that. So normally you don't change things with a suffix. Single suffix. What are a double suffix? That's a question. That's a machloket. So now let's go to Dovah Sheshna Matirin. We saw in Dovah Sheshna Matirin with a spec fake that there was a big machloket in the Rishonim. The Dovah Sheshna Matirin make me be machmir on a spec fake. Right.
Jibetan Tom says that it's not a spec fake.
Vinatam said that you will be matir, a svek sveker, with a dovah sheshna matirin. Mordechai said no. Mordechai said no.
And then the
Rosh, because Rosh said it's not a svek sveker because one is good for one star over.
We're just really trying to understand the
Mordechai. But now let's see the Ramah himself. We have to see how the Ramah. The Ramah himself, on the Feast of Yosef, the Ramah, Sasvedoni, the Rosh says in the bottom of page 41. It turns out that there seems in the Ramah a paradox. Why? Gabidovish Yesh Lamativim, Pasuk Ramah, again, Simon Kufyud. Kufyud is a very important Simon. Simon Kufyud, Siv Ches, Shiesh Lahachm Lachatchil, Afilu Besvek Sveka. He says he should be Machma Lachatchil by Svek Sveka. Machma the Sova the Chola, Vedas Hasafik Besvek Sveka. So he's machmir. He brings out an opinion, which he says is an opinion to try to follow. Svek sveka for the dovah sheyesh la matirim, he paskins lechumra. Okay. Midach haramah nami pasak dasdina besvek sveka lehako af keneged cheskas issur. But by cheskas issur, he paskins svek sveka as a kula. Mashman this few letters, Svek Sveka letters of a clock. But in other words, till now, we were saying that the issue of a svek sveka against the davar sheyesh matirim, and the issue of a svek sveka against a chazak is the same issue. Is svek sveka no suffek? Then you go lenient. You go lakula in all cases. Is sveka is a suffek, but just a heta to go lakula. So then, if I have these other counter ideas, I have a cheskas iser says chumra, or I have a davar sheyesh matirim that says chumra. So now I go lechumra, right? But what am I? But the Ramah is a paradox. On the one hand, the Ramah by cheskas iser is being meiko, and davar sheyesh matirim he's being machmir. Right, so that's the question. Yes?
You say, like, in the sense, I don't know if there's like logic for this, but in the sense that, like, since he's being lenient on itchazek yisura tzveik tzveika, but the fact of the matter is, davar sheyesh matirin is, for the most part, at the end of the day, it is a idea that it's already something to be mutter. So why are we trying to, you know, like, why are you trying your so darndest to, you know, try to get out of it? But at the end of the day, it's going to be mutter. So therefore, you know, we're going to be machmir in this case.
Okay, you're saying it's a sam chumra.
Yeah.
Okay, we can say that. It's a chasam chumra, double shish. Wait, don't rush. Let's see what the Rav does with this. Rav, you know, is not going to say that. That's too simple. You have to be more conceptual. Let's see what he says. V'yashlom ad ramor mekel b'svek sveka k'neged cheskasis matam acha. Maybe he has another reason for svek sveka being lenient against cheska sisser, the shita siraj behi, does lenin lakula the suffix drabbanon afka neged cheska sisser cheska stuma mashma the svirulei the yeshushus lachria Af connected chazaka vadois. The shlom is a very difficult teretz. So the kamokain of a masover, as in the kula b'svek sveka, af connected cheska sisser, kishita sarajbe. The lechain af a pish of a masover, the svek sveka choshu ladis a sofit, svek sveka lagom din sofit of an on the kula, the mol af a mokum diesh cheska sisser vatumo. Then the Savaj Benami Sova, the Nukula Besvek Sveka Gan Keneged Cheskas Isser, Mishum, the Sova, the Svek Sveka Chalmedin Rov, Ruba Machazak Ruba Odov. Yitoch and the Zernan to Sova Mo, Sid the Mokam Shea Svek Sveka, Yeshu Shust Achri Lakula, Kachosum Adin Rov, so it is the Nukula Besvek Sveka Keneged Cheskas Isser. נתר בדוב שיש מתים מחמירים גם במקום שיש רוב להחמיר להתר למוח המדין דוב שיש מתים שעוס בתבוב וסיובש ביובש כפי שיש רוב להחמיר להתר לפי הרעש בו תה דוב שיש מתים אחרו סבוב להתר סבוב שיש מתים עוס אפילו בספק ספק So what does he say? He says that saying that that he's abandoning his approach that the basic question is whether svek svek is not a suffix at all, or it's a suffix with a leniency, because if it would be a suffix with a leniency, then I should be machmir here for this or that reason, with Dov Shesh Matim Chaz Chazoka. Versus the question of svek sveka not being a suffix, and I'll be lenient in both cases. He says, no, svek sveka definitely is
a regular kula.
Is a kula. It is a kula. Okay. So it's a kula, so why is the Ramah meiko against cheskas iser? Svek sveka is a kula, and it'll work against the cheskas iser, because he says that, okay, there is this, also it's a famous Rashba. There's a whole big machloket, but the Rashba is a very famous idea. In the basic din, that svek svek is mutter medereisa, you have a double suffix, so you're matir svek svek in the case of a suffix derisa, it's a double suffix, a double reason to be matir, double suffix. So everybody, most people are saying, some people say, like Aaron said before, that you know, the one suffix is itself just a chumra derabbanan, a svek svek is a suffix derabbanan, the kula. The Rashbis has another idea. He says svek svek of a kula because 3 out of 4 chances in the svekas are a kula. Only 1 out of 4 chances make it also. Notice for something to be also with a svek svek, you have to say the first suffix, which was 50, which was 1 out of 2, was the one part. Went is basically also went the wrong way, and then have another suffix. Have to say again, it went the wrong way. It made it also. So my svek svek is the chumra. If I would say svek svek is also, I would have to take the worst passing scenario to say. If I have, let's say, the possible outcomes. So assuming it's called treif. So let's call okay. If I have a svek svek, so suffix 1, I have a suffix 1, suffix 2. Suffix 1, suffix 2. There are 4 possible outcomes if I have 2 svekas, right? Let's call it usur. This could be usur, usur, mutter, mutter. And this could be
mutter,
mutter, usur, mutter, usur. So which of the 4 will make? So now I want to, can I eat a piece of meat? Here I could, because of the first suffix. Here I can't, because of both also. Here I could eat, I can eat it. And here I think I could be mutter because of the second thing. Because of this mutter, make a mutter, right? Mm-hmm. So I have 4 possible outcomes. Svek sveka. 3 out of the 4 possibilities are mutter. So the Rashba said, this is a din of rov. You can use a rov and follow the rov. So the Rashba says this is called rov heta. Okay, it's a conceptual rov. It's not
called svek svek rov heta.
Yes, svek svek equals rov heta, according to the Rashba.
Then why call it svek svek? Just call it. Why is it like?
Well, it's a double suffix. It's a double suffix.
I mean, like in this situation, it's a rov heta.
Yeah.
I think I can.
Okay. So it's a rov heta. So rov is better than chazaka. Okay, we'll stop here with time. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Sorry I was late. I had a parnassa problem.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're